And now, back to the Grillin' Guys Show.
Welcome back. It's the Grillin' Guys. We're in the last segment of our last show with our famous and wonderful producer, Trevor Swanson. And he threw a new haircut on us today, and he's dropped some little marketing pieces in our
he's
show.
He's been
files.
Secretly taping
he
us.
He has.
We didn't even know it.
This guy, we've been with him for over a year, and it's a little bit of a Swanson song by us leaving today. But anyway, we're
the king of segues hits again.
Right, but I can't tell you, Trev, how much fun we've had with you, man. This is the biggest heartfelt thank you that I could give you, brother, because you've been awesome. We walked in here, you didn't know anything about us, and you never missed a beat on this whole deal.
Never.
And you can make us sound reasonably good, you're really good at what you do,
there
man.
There was that one time.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Well, that was probably because I didn't pay him.
Okay, grilled oysters. Jop loves oysters.
Yeah.
We could talk about that, but I you know, you brought in this pork pastor.
Well, we'll talk about let's talk about the oysters in a minute, but it's pork al pastor. Look it up on the internet. This is not my recipe.
It's like pork and pineapple.
I was at work this week and I met with a guy and he stalked me. Before we met, it was the first time we'd met, right? And what I mean by that is he went on Facebook and he's like, "Well, who is this guy and what do we know about him?"
Like a Tinder?
And no, he was an attorney actually. But anyway, at the end of the day, we had a business meeting that lasted about 20 minutes and barbecue lasted about 40 in the hour. He made this stuff called pork al pastor, sent me the recipe. I'm going to give you the abbreviated version.
Did he send you the picture too?
Yeah, it was all part of the recipe.
Okay.
That he sent an online link. So it's not mine.
Okay.
I have not made it yet, but I read through it. And all I'm going to do is summarize this because he was ranting and raving about it. He said it was the best thing, but it's a marinated pork recipe, chilies.
What cut?
And a pork shoulder. And he said you cut it in 2 inches wide by an inch tall. Right, so you got like a little rectangular piece of it, and then he said slice it at like eighth inch, and then what he said to do was wrap it up on a skewer, make like an S out of it, and skewer that piece 3 times, one side, middle, and back, and then put a piece of pineapple in, pork, pineapple, and he said then he put it on a hot grill and seared it, and with the meat being that thin, it cooked pretty quickly. And he said it was just fabulous, but basically an adobo, chilies, you know, oregano, cumin. It's a Mexican flavor of this marinade, and he marinated the meat overnight after it was cut. And then he said it was probably only maybe 4 or 5 minutes on the skewer, and they were done. But he said just super flavorful, and kind of a paste that he put on the meat
right.
to marinate it and let it go overnight. But pork will suck that stuff up. You know, I mean that'll grab great flavor. And but I just wanted to share that because it can be a make ahead. And that's a cool thing to do when you're going to the holiday weekend and you got a bunch of people to feed.
Oh, that'd be fantastic if you had the skewers all made up.
Right, yeah. Pull them out.
You don't want to be doing it out in the campground.
No. But you can pull them up, put them in a big, you know, Tupperware and take them with you. But, yeah, pork al pastor, A-L-P-A-S-T-O-R. Look it up. It sounds like it'd be really, really good.
So grilled corn on the cob is another thing that I think is just fantastic. You can do it in so many different ways. Everybody has their favorite way, but I think if you're getting some good corn, and we have some really good corn this year, if you didn't get the fungus, some of the corn got the fungus.
Yeah.
But the one thing you can always do, always, is just take an ear of corn and throw it on your grill.
Right.
Worst case scenario, just take that sucker, throw it on the grill.
Right.
By the time it's on fire, your corn's done.
Yeah, roll it a couple times so it doesn't all burn on one side. The other thing is if you've got a minute, maybe 20 minutes,
soak
it in water because then it'll steam it and while it's on the grill, and it'll be even better.
You don't want to soak it for much longer than an hour.
Right. Yeah, I said like
because,
20 minutes, right.
Because what you don't want to happen is you don't want the cob to absorb water. You just want the shell to be nice and
husks,
wet.
The husks. Yeah, yep. And do that. And then, you know, there's cooler corn is another one that's easy to do. Is you say you got 24 ears. You
dude,
got a few
we just
people
did
around.
That.
Yeah.
And here's the problem. I bragged up my favorite corn vendor, and I won't say who it was. I got all these people at my house.
Sounds like you might be a farmer.
Well, I'm not going to say, but I had all these people at the house, had like, I don't know, 30, 40 ear. And I, what I did was I cut the end off.
Oh, there's your problem.
No, it was that's what you should do, because then when you get done with pulling it out, you grab it by the silk end, which is all gone by the time it's been in there. You grab that end and you squeeze it, and it shoots out the other end. There's nothing on it.
Oh, nice.
But, so I bragged it all up to these people saying, this guy, this guy, this guy. And I started shooting them out of the casing. They had the fungus.
Oh.
It looked like rotten teeth on
really?
The ears of corn. I felt so bad because I'd said his name so many times.
Well,
so,
you know, how do you know until you open it
right.
up, right?
Yeah. But that's a wonderful way to do cooler corn. I just thought I'd bring everybody
down. So grill,
down
me, grill me some oysters. Grill me some oysters,
I hate oysters.
Do you really?
I do.
I
hate
don't.
Them. Grilled corn on the cob. How about if you wrapped, how about if you peeled them?
Yes, we're not doing oysters.
No. How about if you peeled them and wrapped them in bacon?
Yeah, that'd be good. Chaz, our Baritone beer, who you've all heard on the Grilling Guys many times, Chaz does margarita chicken, and he takes powdered margarita mix and
margarita puts, corn, you mean?
Yeah, what did I say?
Chicken.
Oh, no. Yeah, corn.
Oh,
sorry. Yeah, he does margarita corn, and he finds a powdered margarita mix and just sprinkles it on there a little bit, and it gives it a little tang and a little lime
and
flavor.
And what do you think?
Yeah, you know, it's different. It's not like my favorite. Me, I'm going to put a stick of butter. I'm going to put a stick of butter on the table that's designated just for corn, and I get the little picks in either end, and I run it back and forth on that stick of butter while I'm rotating it, so it's just dripping down my chin
so
when I eat it.
So what if somebody uses that butter for something else?
They don't. I just said it's designated
know,
for the corn.
I know, but what if they do?
Well, then they're going to get cornbread.
They're going to be bread at the table?
Right.
Okay, so bacon wrap doesn't work for you. Let's see.
I don't want bacon on my corn. I like bacon
let's
and
go
I
back
like corn.
To, let's go back to the sliders. How much time there? 3 minutes?
Yeah.
So let's go back to the sliders. Here's how you dress up your sliders. Cool things we do at events, and these are just little bitty things, but crumpled blue cheese is fantastic on a slider. Diced sweet onion. I have a refrigerator full of Vidalias, let me tell you.
And let me give you a little Vidalia tip. Do not leave them out on your bench in your garage. Make sure they hit the fridge because they rot. I lost a 5-pound bag of those bad boys because of the heat that we had, and I hung them on a peg. They
oh,
were
no.
hanging above the bench, but
oh,
they were all sitting there
oh, no.
on top of each other.
No,
it
no,
didn't
no.
work out.
You
didn't
are such a Vidalia virgin.
Right, yeah. Yeah. They gotta go in the fridge.
So fresh thyme works really good on a slider.
Yep.
Sea salt. I love me some cracked sea salt.
Of course. Yep.
Yep. Fresh ground black pepper.
Oh yeah. Always.
That with sea salt is really good. Now, here's another thing that Jop's good at, and he's good at mixing up things. So you could take some mayo with some chopped olives and some horseradish.
Oh, yeah.
That would make a beautiful little dollop
little
of something.
Olive burger
oh,
type thing
God,
going on there.
So
oh,
hungry.
Yeah, that's really good.
I don't think I had lunch yet.
Yeah, right. I've been eating salads.
Hawaiian King rolls, me too. That's why I'm hungry all
yeah.
the time. Hawaiian King rolls. Or you could go down to the Schnitz Bakery and get their hard rolls.
Right.
That's what
yeah.
I'm talking about.
Yeah, I use those all the time when I'm doing catering events. It's a Vienna roll. It's crusty on the outside, real soft on the inside.
Sounds like
anything
me.
You put on that, it absorbs the juice into the bun, but it doesn't fall apart. Yeah. So
thanks for hanging out with us for a year and a half here at Town Square. They're a good group. They've been good to us. But... they just don't have an opening for us on Saturday mornings, and them's the breaks.
Right.
So we're going to move to a different platform. It's called Jethro FM. Cool station, bunch of nice people. All these radio guys are friends, so it's not like we're leaving and going to the Soviet Union.
Nor are we leaving for any other reason other than Saturday morning. We just feel that strongly that we had a connection with our audience on Saturday mornings when they're out
and
running around.
It's hard to get them up at 7 in the morning.
On a Sunday.
But
right.
we took it because 98.7 is such a great station.
Right. And it's been fantastic for us. And the other thing was, is COVID took our knees out. Yeah. We had a lot of sponsors that their businesses were impacted in such a way with COVID that
you don't want to send them a bill,
right? They couldn't sponsor the show anymore.
And we have to pay
anymore,
for this show. So you know, this is actually a hobby for us, right? It's a paid program. We buy time, we sell advertising. We initially did it thinking we were going to make money, but we don't even care about making money. We don't want to lose money.
Right, and we don't really even make radio much either, so it's all good.
We could sing.
Right, no, it'd
you
probably
do
better.
That?
We're just
Let's
talking
do some
about
music.
Barbecue.
It's a big music station.
But anyway, Trevor, it's been our pleasure, brother. Thanks so much for everything you've done for us. We're going to miss you, man.
We love you, bro.
But we'll stay in touch.
All right
man.
Good.
You've been listening to Grilling Guys and the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Follow us. Check us out on Facebook because you'll know where we're at.
Go to thegrillingguys.com and thanks for joining.
See you.
Hey, this is Job from The Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them The Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.